Welcome to the 66th welcome to the 66th edition of the Black Lincoln Collective Podcast. On tonight's show, we have author George Lunsford. Hit the music, Alan. There's no music, Alan.
I thought you said we weren't going to have no music.
No, you should put the music.
That's karate, okay.
Fasten your seatbelts. It's going to be a bumpy night.
It's alive.
Welcome to the Black Lincoln Collective Podcast.
Hey, hey.
Oh, this is gonna be fun.
We can stay up late, swapping manly stories, and in the morning,
I'm making
dudes
will
punch your face off.
With your host, Archer. Featuring the sounds of Fred and also Alan on the board.
Look at that.
I got you, Fred. I got you, buddy.
Oh, fart.
Let's go already.
Hey. Too short.
That's impressive.
Right? I did that. Yeah, that's what kind of my job. So welcome one and all to, like I said before, the 66th edition of the Black Lincoln Collective Podcast. This is our Halloween episode.
Ooh,
mighty spooky.
Spooky.
Well, we'll see how spooky and weird it gets. Spooky. We are joined, we're about to be joined here in a moment by author, actor, podcaster, and all-around great guy, George Lunsford. I have a zombie peeking over my shoulder right now.
So, look at him. He's going to eat you.
He's Jason. He's freaking Jason Voorheesing me, where he's just like.
Michael Myers.
Yeah, Michael Myers.
Yeah,
so, Michael Myers-y. Welcome to the show, George.
Thank you.
I meant to introduce Alan and Fred, but I had to do this.
Don't worry about it. We got George.
Fred, introduce yourself.
Hey, I'm Fred.
I'm Alan.
There you go.
And they're both all three great guys.
Hey, we try to be.
Yeah.
What else can you aspire to be other than that? a cool guy, man.
Cool guy. Yeah, that's what they say. He's like, that guy was cool, and then he got sentenced to 26 years in prison. for supplying alcohol to minors.
He was cool to me. You know what I'm saying? That's all that matters in my world. He was cool to me.
Yeah. Well, George, thank you again so much for joining us. Of course, we had teased this previously when we had John last time that we were going to get you on to like scare the hell out of us for Halloween. And I feel like, and I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, but I feel like this has got to be like your favorite holiday.
Oh yeah, I love Halloween. It's awesome.
It's my top three. So they make fun of me because my number one is Thanksgiving.
It's Thanksgiving, it's coming up too.
It's the best holiday.
Thanksgiving is pretty good.
Yeah.
Hey, like smart.
Yeah, I do like Thanksgiving.
But they were like, oh, no, it used to be Christmas and whatever, Earth Day.
Who, us? No, not us.
Yeah, always Earth Day and Columbus Day with you, Alan. All every year.
Yeah. Earth Day.
Taco Tuesday.
Columbus Day every year. It's like, hey, you guys coming to my Columbus Day cookout? And I'm like, that's not a thing. No one does that.
I do.
Good idea to me. I mean, you know.
Well, Alan, for some reason, I don't know. He has a thing for Spanish explorers. I don't get it. But he's going to dress as for Halloween this year. It's Columbus.
Conquistador.
Yeah. I'm going to come over and take all your shit.
I'd love to be a conquistador. Get one of those hats. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, man, those metal hats, they seem heavy.
Yeah.
I told you about when we went to the Ren Fair last week.
Yeah,
and or 2 weeks ago, whatever it was, and they had those like even the plastic hats. I was like, this is too much. Like, I couldn't wear a metal one all the time. Like,
yeah,
you gotta wear that shit all the time. You never know.
Your head.
Yeah, you don't know what's gonna pop off. That's why they had long hair. That's probably why they all had long hair. George's probably like, dude, these guys are idiots.
Yeah,
see, I'm not saying a whole lot because I used to be part of the Mandalorian.
Yeah,
so I wear a helmet all the time.
Oh, okay. Yeah, this is the way.
Yeah, my son is dressing as Boba Fett. My youngest son is dressing as Boba Fett this year for Halloween.
There you go.
Yeah. I'm excited. He's all about it, man. He's been wearing that costume every day.
Boba Fett. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, he just calls him the Mandalorian.
Yeah. Okay. There you go.
He heard me say it and zombied up again.
Yeah. He's like, oh,
he's a Mandalorian.
Yeah. So that's, and then let's see, we got what one of the girls from that show, Frozen, is one of them.
Yeah, right.
And then a guy from an anime for my other son.
All right.
So you wouldn't know who
so
it was.
So my kids, my oldest is doing an inflatable, like the one with the alien stealing you.
Yeah.
Oh, cool. It's like, yeah, you know what I'm saying? He loves it. He's been running around with the old, you know, fat body. And my daughter is Tiana from Princess and the Frog. Yeah. And then my youngest son, which I think he came up with this idea himself. He wanted to be, what was the zombie from Hocus Pocus? Like, but it's a character.
Yeah.
Who doesn't, he's not really a main character, but sure, like, yeah. You know,
yeah.
And oh, he looks good, man. He's great. He's got the long curly hair.
But you know what? Knowing him, that's kind of how he is. Like,
yeah, he's so
crazy. I'll be like the dude who just stood in the background of like, show. No one will know who I am.
I got noticed. Nobody knew who, what the actor was.
You find out, you find out who it was that played it. Send him a, like tweet him a picture on behalf of the show.
Yeah.
You can't get him to be like, hey, you're literally the only person that's ever dressed as me for Halloween. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
That would be awesome. So, George, I know you said, like you said, you have 7 grandkids. So I don't know if you know all their Halloween costumes. So hopefully they all stop by and get some candy on Monday.
Well, see, one is in New Orleans, 2 is in Chicago, 2 ain't born yet, and 2 is in Asheville.
Oh, hopefully at least one or two.
Yeah, at least come somebody come
on. Actual ones, right?
Come knock on your door.
I'm gonna ask him just because we'll get into all the spooky stuff here in a second. But so I went to the Renaissance, the North Carolina Renaissance Fair, over right outside in Huntersville, right outside of Charlotte, a couple weeks ago. Have you been to that?
I have not. I've been wanting to go to that.
Okay, it's a cash grab for sure. But listen to last week's show. I think it was last week's show, wasn't it? Yeah.
Yeah.
Listen to the last week's show. I gave you the full breakdown of the almost thousands of dollars that I spent. It was it's one of those things that, like, in retrospect, now that I look back and I'm like, ah, you know, that was pretty cool.
Yeah.
Like, that's how it always is.
TerrorCon, does that count?
I would love to go to that.
That was
what was it?
Tiny TerrorCon.
Tiny TerrorCon. Oh, no.
That's the weekends at my house.
I would have already talked to Tyler Maine. I've been talking to him back and forth. So I would have already talked to him and everything. He's got a new comic book coming out.
Oh, cool. Okay. Yeah.
I have to get the connection, get him on so he can make a comic of us.
There you go.
I've told you, man, hard. I've told you there are a few things that are bucket list items. And really the only reason that I ever wanted to start this whole podcast venture in the first place is to talk to cool people.
Yeah.
Meet people I hadn't met.
We're doing that.
And then to make our own comic book.
Yeah. There you go.
And maybe if we get a sandwich named after us somewhere,
that's a bonus.
If we did it, dude, if somebody made like the Black Lincoln Club, the Black Lincoln Club Lective sandwich. Hey, I'm trying to help out.
I see what you did there. I see.
You heard me. I'll give you credit.
It was a tough one. It was a rough pull, but you know, but still, I would be really proud of us if that happened. That would really cement this is like the most fun not getting paid thing I've ever done. Speaking of getting paid, check out our Patreon. And of course, follow the show at BLC Podcast on Facebook or Twitter at BLC World.
And
pay us, please. Still waiting on that first buck. I'm sure it's coming. I'm sure it's in the mail. Yeah, Patreon works via
Hollywood Walk of Fame. Right? That's what it's for our star.
I want the action figure modeled after me. You know,
that would be great.
Tall, fat guy.
That's my concern. Because I'm really tall and fat, and I don't know that they can afford the plastic.
Yours would have to be hollow and very thin. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. keep the cost down.
They'd have to de-age me and get this gray out of here. But well, George, again, thank you. We're really thankful that you're here. We're so happy you decided to come back. We feel like guests, you know, Fred was talking about earlier that we've had a good number of guests, and most of them are like, hey, we'd love to come back. And then we're like, hey, you want to come back? And they're like, oh, new number, who dis? So that's not true. Actually, we have, it's been really good that we've had a lot of people who are like itching to get back on. And, you know, but
you guys are cool. They're fun to hang out with.
Hey, thank you.
Tell our wives that.
Yeah. No, don't tell my wife that.
No, she hasn't figured that out yet. So, or the kids. So, George, again, obviously, holiday season. We're I think we all love horror movies. Alan especially, because he's weird like that again.
Yeah,
you know, conquistadors and horror movies for Alan. That sums up his every October. So, so what is like? Okay, I know, and I don't want to be like, hey, give us your best like shit first, because we got to build the tension.
We got to build.
But like, so what do you have any stories like that you're like, oh my god, this Halloween? It doesn't even have to be Halloween related. I'm sure you do.
Oh, well, and plug your book. I actually just did one of the podcasts last week about named Tony Bean, and I'll tell you about him later.
Okay.
But I've been looking up stuff for Greenville, and I've got it right here on my computer in front of me.
See, yeah. I already don't like this because I drive those streets every day, and there's going to be a freaking ghost mummy or something. Yeah.
One set of bridge you guys got. It was built like around 1820. Mm-hmm. It's a classic looking, you know, stone bridge. Apparently, has bones buried in it.
Oh.
So people go on this bridge and they're checking everything out. They're seeing all these mysterious floating orbs around.
That is true.
And apparently there's a spiritual force field that holds you in place. That all you can move is your eyes.
Oh, so, no.
Now all you can do is look around with your eyes.
I do that when I go to sleep at night. I got sleep paralysis.
You have sleep paralysis?
Yeah, I got sleep paralysis.
Oh, that scares me.
That shit is terrible. I'm not going on that bridge.
While you're frozen, you have eerie whispering in your ears.
See,
dude, I'm telling you.
Apparitions moving around you, even touching you.
And then they rape you. I'm telling you, this is coming, man.
In high school, we used to go, like, all the kids would go to that bridge. Not me, because I went into that shit.
Yeah.
I was too scared. I admitted to myself early on that I'm like, yeah, ghosts are like, yeah, great. I'm going to, like, go.
Oh, so you know about this bridge.
Oh, yeah. I want to go along. It's right up the road. I would along with it until they're like, let's go to the haunted shit, and then I'm out. Like, I can't. So, Jesus said no. So, yeah, no, they used to go all the time, like, every weekend. And really? People would tell me almost every single person would tell me about the orbs. They would tell me that they felt like they were super heavy and like kind of frozen, and they would hear people whispering to them and like on the way, because they'd go at like 3 o'clock in the morning.
Oh,
and like, that's just too creepy. Shit happens at 3 o'clock. If you go at 2 in the afternoon, it's lovely. At 3 o'clock in the morning, that shit has changed.
Yeah.
You know, 2 in the afternoon, you're like, let's take a picture. Let's do a little dance. Right. 3 o'clock in the morning, you're like, run, and you can't.
Yeah, dun dun dun, exactly. Run.
Exactly.
I can't. I'm frozen. I can just move my eyes.
It's the Bermuda Triangle over by Japan.
Right.
Uh-huh.
And I'm going to actually send it to you and let you send it to Alan.
Yeah, I want to know about that.
For him. It's about ships disappearing over there and airplanes.
Yeah,
finding broken boats and stuff later on. And they're seeing portals and all this stuff.
Where did American warships happen? It happened in right there near Japan.
In the Pacific.
Yeah. In the Pacific.
Dragon Triangle.
Yeah. That's also where that's where also the kaiju come from there.
Yeah.
They come from Pacific, man.
They're probably coming. That's with the portals.
That's what it is.
When that Pacific Rim, I just saw that movie recently for the first time.
Really?
Oh, it's a great movie.
It was good. Yeah, it was better than I thought.
They had a B knockoff too, wasn't it? What was the?
Oh yeah, it was like
Pacific.
It was like Pacific Crust.
Pacific End.
I watched it.
It was something like it was close enough to that, man. Right. Like, it really was. I remember that story. Like I said, I remember that the bridge, and like what was the other one they always went to? Like the Cowpens Battlefield or something like that.
Yeah, I've heard stories about it big time.
Really?
Yeah. I heard you don't want to go to that place.
Really?
A lot of people got killed in really bad ways.
Yeah.
And laid on the battlefield suffering, and their arms were blown off.
Right. Well, you know, It's crazy that y'all brought that up because just last night I watched The Patriot. And I did. I got to looking it up, and I thought I had remembered that this was supposed to be in South Carolina, and like he even mentioned South Carolina. So I started looking up the truth behind the movie, and it was about the Battle of Cowpens and the Battle of Courthouse, something else. It was like a combination of those two, and the Mel Gibson character was based off a man. The Swamp Fox.
Yeah.
Francis you know what I'm saying? Yeah, Francis Marion. You know what I'm saying? Man. Yeah.
Friend of the show.
Yeah. But like it was really interesting to hear about it. Or you just find out about that by watching.
Yeah, that dude was awesome, dude. Like I don't know a lot about I remember learning that in South Carolina because he was like he was dirty.
The British were like,
we're gonna march in line. He's like, we're gonna sneak through this fucking swamp and kill you, like stab you in the ass. And like that's and it worked though. Like,
they called him the ghost.
Yeah,
yeah, they called him the ghost because like he would strike at night and nobody would see him coming. You know what I'm saying?
And he would take out the kebab.
Right? Yeah, yeah. So the smart. The infantry is lost now. They don't know what to do. You know what I mean, they're getting their asses handed to them.
Does that and running like hell?
Yeah. They stole a shipment from them and have his officers' uniforms and they used them to like sneak aboard a ship, blow it up, and like they also used like some of the men who got captured and they dressed up like hay dummies in the costume and. Not Francis Marion, but yeah, he walked into the fort with a white flag to make him surrender. He's saying he's coming in peace, and he made him trade his guys back for the suit dummies. Yeah, you know what I'm saying that's funny. That's a good movie. That's a really good movie. I enjoy it.
And now he haunts your dreams. Yeah. He's coming back to kill your ass.
Yeah.
Get ready for that. You can't get away from the evil zombie swamp fox.
Right. And it's right down the street too.
It's within like 45 minutes. Yeah, so, you know, it's probably crazy. Within about 45 minutes of George too. Yeah. So like 45 to an hour. Yeah. We should all meet there one
day. Let's go. Let's do it.
I want to go and meet you. Can we meet there's a fruit stand right beside it, and they have like great jams and jelly. They have homemade ice cream. I mean, come on. What's better?
Well, I'll go out there 3 o'clock in the morning and we'll shoot it. We'll shoot it Blair Witch style.
Yeah, I'll be like, here's some delicious jam. Please leave me alone, Swamp Fox. Here's some raspberry jam.
I said boysenberry.
Never. So okay, so what else? You said you had a couple in Greenville. I don't know how many you have, but what else you got? That's just now I can't go that way. Okay, I'm trying to think which way I have to go to work now to avoid that shit.
Oh Lord! Well, you know there was a place that they treated TB and everything, San Asylum, and they treated tuberculosis, and they treated prisoners and stuff before they were released, and the place burnt down, and what they did, they built another place on top of it.
Probably where I work.
let's see what's it called. Dude. I can't find it. Herd H-E-R-D-K-L.
Oh, herd clot.
Yeah. Park. Yeah. It's actually built where this insane asylum had burnt down.
Yeah. That's not herd far clock. Away from us, Fred.
Really?
Oh, dude. We've probably been there.
Ghost sightings there and just the creepy shadow figures. And they're bad to shove you and scratch you.
Oh, see, man.
It's 6 minutes from my job.
If you hear screams and banging, you better be say that. That's what the whole thing is. That's when the shadow figures come
People
out.
People just send their kids out there all every day.
I see. was this this is an older building, though, right? Like, does it say when it burnt?
Ooh, let's see here.
Matt, you know what it is. What it looked like.
No,
a brick building because everything was made of bricks back then.
It's made of bricks. 30. Yeah, okay, burnt down in 30. So it's the new building is still a pretty old building.
It's not a building now, it's a park.
Oh,
park. So it's like park. A big playground and stuff. Yeah, no.
Is that Unity Park?
No, it's Herdklotz. It's up the road from Unity Park.
You would think they would do Unity Park.
Well, I mean, they did because.
Well, kind of in a way, yeah.
It was a dump. And they
black people could be ghosts.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? They used to call us spooks.
That's a different show. No, Fred, I was going to say, now what they've done with Unity Park is there are people, adult people, showing up wearing diapers there now.
Oh, I did see that guy.
I don't know why.
I think he had some mental.
Yeah, so that's been good. That is literally across the street from where I work. So it's really putting a damper on my diaper wearing game, honestly, more than anything else. Because now I'm like, oh, now, you know, that guy gets caught and ruins it for the rest of us.
Yeah, now you got competition.
I was wearing diapers to the taco place every day.
You bad because you got competition. That's all.
Yeah, well, now I'm like,
I'm the only diaper man, Ryan.
That's right. I'm diaper man.
Well, I can't wear it to the taco place, though. So, I mean, you know.
Well, that's what I'm saying. You got to wear it to the taco place.
Right? Yeah. It's a weird taco. Some strong tacos.
It makes it. See, that's the problem, George, is that's what happens to us, too. Is it makes us not be able to focus on the thing we're supposed to be talking about. Because Fred just goes off on these tangents.
I'm sorry.
It's who I am. No, it wouldn't be the same if we just stuck to us.
Yeah, that's just script, man.
No one here is much fun, no.
Right.
I agree. Oh, Lordy.
So, yeah, so we, like I said, I know there's other stuff in Greyville, man, but just quit scaring me, please, because how about some stuff in Greycore or in Raleigh? Where is there ever, like, a haunted hotel?
Oh, there's not that stuff in Raleigh, I'm sure. Raleigh's a nightmare by itself. You don't have to add anything to it.
Oh, yeah. That's true. That is North Carolina's capital, is it not?
It is. That's why it's haunted.
Yeah, that friend. It is. How I knew that, I don't know.
Yeah, because you're smart.
Fourth grade.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
You pay attention to the road when you travel.
Give me a state. Let's go into the
okay, I'll give you a state. Oklahoma.
Oklahoma City.
Oh, was it Oklahoma City?
Oklahoma City? Is it?
I don't know.
You sure?
I
know. I don't know.
I'm like 95% sure.
Cheyenne.
That's Wyoming.
That's Wyoming, yeah.
I think. I don't know. You asking me?
We don't even know.
I mean, I'm the one that did American Cities, and it was like, what was the question?
Oklahoma, huh? I don't know. I don't think it's probably Oklahoma City.
Oklahoma City, yes. Yeah. There you go.
We're smart.
Hey, man.
So dumb. We're like, you got stumped on the first one, Fred.
I didn't get stumped. I knew it.
No, you got it right. You got it right.
And I said I was 95% sure.
That's pretty good.
So that counts for something.
All right.
That works.
Yeah. We'll take it.
What's the capital of Alaska?
And you know.
Who likes the horror movies?
No, I think.
I think all of us do, honestly. Yeah. I watch
them. I used to watch the old ones. I don't like the new ones too much.
Well, you know, Leatherface, you know, Texas Chainsaw?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know who that's about, right?
I knew it was a real story, but I don't know the story behind it.
His name's Ed Gein, or Gein, G-E-I-N.
Oh, yeah.
This guy's like the ultimate. He was like the very first of the ones that ate people.
Right, and he liked to wear their skin, right? Like a mask. Yeah.
He would skin. He cut like the hands off, the skin off the hands, wire them for gloves.
Oh.
He'd cut the faces off and wire them.
Man, good insulation.
Yeah.
That was before they came up with cosplay, Fred.
Yeah.
Cosplay.
Like, I really want to dress like a plumber, but I don't have a plumber outfit. I'll just eat the skin.
Jesus Christ, man. How long did he go along for? Like, you know how long he, what was his years of activity?
How many faces did he have to wear?
54 to 57, somewhere in that area.
Yeah, 54, 57, 3 years. That's dude.
He wasn't good.
Was this woman, and he wore her face around the house.
Jesus.
Just
They found the remains of 10 ladies in his house when they got him.
Yep.
That's crazy. Had a
body parts hung up on hooks.
Dang. You just do it.
Had body parts in it and everything.
But now, when was that? Was like in the 60s or when was
it? Says what 50s?
50s. Yeah. Okay. Damn, that had to be real traumatizing for the
yeah, 50s. Man. Like, hey, you know what I mean? Nobody heard nothing like that.
Now
you know
it's like, man? All right, yeah, yeah.
All right, that's
yeah.
just
body parts hanging from hooks.
What is it? Tuesday?
A woman's face.
What is it?
Exactly. It wasn't in Texas. Wednesday
afternoon.
It's probably in Texas. Yeah.
Was it in Texas? Yeah.
That's why
it
was
a
Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
Well, I don't know. I mean, Hollywood does live.
It could have been Texas, Oklahoma. I don't know.
That's could it be Texarkana?
It would be the Texarkana Chainsaw Massacre.
Maybe it was the Tex-Mex Chainsaw Massacre.
Yeah.
Well, that would be that would happen in a Mexican restaurant.
Yeah.
They'd be like, wait a minute, hold on.
It was in Wisconsin.
It was in Wisconsin.
It wasn't in Wisconsin.
Well, it makes sense because all that shit happens in Ohio. All them.
Oh, so Dahmer.
He was in Wisconsin.
Milwaukee.
Yeah. Gacy was in like what? Ohio, Detroit, or something like that.
Yeah.
Somewhere in that area.
Yeah. It's all Midwest, man.
Yeah.
Well, so I grew up with a guy who was a serial killer. He killed like, they got him for 5, and I think his brother said like more like 20.
Damn.
Jesus.
I'd been to his house.
Yeah. What?
See, I told you, Alcy, now that's barely getting away.
Yeah.
We had a debate.
He did what now?
His name is Leslie Warren.
Leslie Warren. And this is this happened like in Asheville or?
Well, it's Candler, yeah.
Candler's, yeah, right outside of.
Yeah, buried in the backyard.
Damn! Shut up. How did we not hear about this?
And he was a truck driver, and he was killing different women and stuff around the country.
Worldwide, baby.
What? That is crazy. So close.
That is crazy. Well, dude, we had the guy right up the road, Kepler.
Yeah, the guy that locked him in the storage container.
He locked that woman in, trying to make a case that I'm a serial killer with that one. It's a whole lot of stuff with that one though. Like, we know he killed the boyfriend, he admitted to that, but that super bike murder, he said he didn't do that.
He said he did, but
they like forced him to do that, to take the death penalty.
Yeah, after he said he did
it. After he said it, he said he didn't do it. You know what I mean?
He did it.
Yeah.
They ain't going to figure it out. Just blame it on him, dude. Call him.
Yeah, that basically.
Yeah, that's what they're doing. Yeah.
That's fine.
Yeah. Oh, it's not. Case closed. The killer's still out there.
Well, how do you know?
Because
what if the killer got murdered by another killer? Yeah. You know, how are they going to find it, Fred? Come on.
There's no honor amongst killers.
Exactly. There's no honor amongst killers. See, look. Our buddy, old buddy, it was me.
I did it. I put that BLC thing in the park, and I killed them people.
Clayton, you're too scary for this show.
My mustache is too sexy.
He loves his mustache, by the way.
I love my mustache. All right. I'll see you guys later. Okay,
bye. It just happens now sometimes. It doesn't.
They just pops up and on. Yeah.
It'll just pop up and be like, "Hey, I'm eating a burrito," and then it'll go away.
He leaves.
He keeps getting at our back door or something.
That's right.
Yeah.
If you say so.
Yeah, I couldn't. There's nothing.
The back door of the computer thing I'm talking about.
The palatial studios.
Yes.
This is our life, man. This is, again. Hey, I love it, though.
Yeah, at least it's fun.
We look forward to it. That's the worst part.
We love to do it.
So to thousands of people across the world who may have been potentially murdered by George's friend.
I ain't saying my friend, man. Come on. Huh?
I'm kidding.
At least you didn't eat him. I mean, you know.
Yeah, that's crazy, man.
Appreciate his classic approach.
Thank you for being civil about it. You know,
right? Like I didn't. I mean, but I didn't eat him. So
I didn't eat him.
Can I just get a ticket, officer?
Yeah. Is that the one who killed the lady in TR?
Maybe.
Like, and he dropped their car off and they couldn't find out. I don't remember, but he got caught off that one. You know what I'm saying?
I don't know what all he did.
I say, in general, it's probably better. Like, if you happen to have at one point in your life, maybe like pout around with a serial killer or something, it's probably best to be like, you know what? I'm just gonna not find out what happens, and I'm just gonna stay as far away from that dude as I can, and like all of his shit.
Yeah.
Like, it
I only knew him from elementary school, middle school, and the beginning of high school.
Okay, so
have you drank a beer with that dude?
No, we didn't. No, we
no, it never.
Drink before you're 21, Fred.
Nah. Come on, man.
I'm just saying, Fred.
Come on, man.
Before you're 21, if you do drink before you're 21, it can cause brain abnormalities and mess up your eyes. You have to wear glasses. And then also your hair will turn gray.
Oh, part. Man. It all makes sense now. Wow.
It all that
it's all makes sense.
It's all that
blame it on the alcohol. That's it.
Make you want to drive a truck. I'm kidding. Although I would love to be a truck driver in a different life.
Mm-hmm.
Coast nowadays.
Yeah, coast to coast. That would be the best way to do it. Get to see the country.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
My grandpa was a truck driver, and he would tell me like his days were not like truck drivers have it nowadays.
Yeah. Oh no.
Like his life was smoking the bandit every week.
Yeah, it's fucking hard, man.
And now it's like, oh well, I have satellite TV and internet in the back of my truck.
Yeah.
Over here, and I have a heated mattress and freaking a wet bar here. Like, wet bar. Pick up road floozies and just drop them off in the next town.
But again, lizard. Lot lizards.
Yeah.
Lot lizards. I heard that term. Truck I was like, God damn. A lot lizard. Pick up the little lot lizard.
Come on over to Branston. Everybody's trying to go to Branston.
To Branston.
It's the only place.
Branston, Missouri.
That's where Yonder Smirnoff lives. I think. He's got a show there. You know that?
Who?
Yakov Smirnoff.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you know, like the in Russia.
Yeah.
Like he has he's got like a residency in Branson.
I don't know why that's funny, but you said that all proudly too. Like he's got a residency. He's got a residency.
Okay, so I don't know if you know anything about it. But
about Branson?
Yeah, Branson is like, and this is what I've heard. It's like a community. Christian Vegas.
It's a Christian Vegas.
Yeah, so it's like Las Vegas without all the like fun, I guess. There's like gambling.
It's got gambling, but no alcohol.
You still gamble. But there's alcohol, but there's no like, I guess there's not as many like strippers and prostitutes.
No, what's the
Cherokee
point?
It's Cherokee. Wow.
Yeah,
it's Cherokee, North Carolina. I mean,
yeah, but they have more than one casino. They have like
got three or four.
So it's more like, where was that place we went? Tunica.
Yeah, okay.
Probably more like that.
Yeah.
Nah,
but cool. I've never gone to Branson, so I don't know. Maybe it's the greatest town in the world. Hey. Any of our listeners in Branson, tweet the show and tell us how great it is.
Yes.
And tell us when Yakov Smirnoff's next set starts.
I watched Ozarks, so we got something coming. I know everybody in Branson watched Ozarks.
I tried to watch Ozarks, and it just bored the crap out of me.
It's good.
I know. I'm sure it is. It's just one that I didn't catch on. Like, it didn't catch me.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
You got like three episodes to get me, and if...
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And I like Jason Bateman, but that's
new. Yeah, you know what I mean? I like Jason Bateman. Sorry, George.
Oh, happy Halloween. Like, let's talk about Ozarks and Jason Bateman.
Yeah, I'm sorry. See, we go down the road, man. We start. I know, man.
Are you good? You good?
I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
Stop forking off, man.
Okay, so I'm gonna unfork myself right now. So, George, I gotta ask you. I know, obviously, the book is coming out in November. We're on the precipice of November.
Yes,
November 15th.
15th. That's what I needed to know.
Okay.
All right, and can you, Alan, do you have the name of the book you can scroll on the screen? Please plug it for us as well so that we can be reminded of the name. I don't remember. It was a name that I can't recall right now.
Legends, Myths, Monsters, and Ghosts, USA Edition.
USA Edition, all right. USA and so is it going to be on all the major, like Amazon, Oh, yeah. All that jazz. Okay, great. So get it wherever you want it. Where would you like them to get it most? Your website?
They get it from the website. They can get it from Amazon. I'll have all the links on my website.
Okay. So check out his website. Check out his social media on Facebook. I'm not sure if you have an Instagram or anything. But we'll make sure to share the crap out of it and plug it on our show that is going to be right around November 15th. That should be like, yeah, we should have a show. We'll have a show that comes out on the 17th. So that'll be 2 days afterwards. So we'll plug it. I will hopefully be able to get a copy by then. We'll see if it's on Prime.
Yeah.
So I might just have to come. We might have to come up and meet you at Cowpens. And
yeah, I'm going to pay you cash in your hand.
That's right. Get this man his money. That's why I asked, because, you know, some places, like, they take – you know,
they take a cut. You know what I'm saying? They take a cut.
Y'all get the book and I'll come down and sign them.
Oh, there you go. Hey.
Now we're talking. See, look at that. That's going to be awesome, man. So yeah, again, you know, George, we're so thankful you're here. So now you have to tell me now, you know, you've told me some stuff. But now I need to know, what was the thing you said you were going to tell us at the beginning that you just got my heart racing? I don't know what it's going to be, Fred.
Uh-oh. His name was Sawney Bean, S-A-W-N-E-Y, Bean.
That's not a good person. This happened
somewhere around the 16th century. He was growing up in, was it Edinburgh? Yeah, Edinburgh, Scotland. He's growing up around that area. And his dad was just the normal, regular. He did landscaping. He dug ditches and everything. Well, that wasn't what he wanted to do.
It's like, I wanted to eat baby's faces.
Left home, and found a cave just outside of Edinburgh. He moved into a cave. He didn't want to pay rent. He met a girl, and they got to be real good friends, and they got married. Well, somewhere along the way, they realized that they both liked human flesh, the taste of it.
How did that conversation start?
I don't know. And so
he's picking his own skin. He's like, hey, not bad.
So, career of robbing people and eating them.
God. Oh. Damn. In what order, though?
Well, the cave was real big. It was a real big cave and went down and had all different chambers and stuff in it. Well, they ended up having six daughters and eight sons.
Jesus.
Cave
people.
And then the incest started, and they end up having 14 granddaughters and 18 grandsons.
Jesus Christ.
Cave, and they're all inbred.
Cave people.
Are they all cannibals too?
Yes, they're robbing people. They're eating them. Well, people start disappearing, and the townspeople in Edinburgh was getting concerned, and they'd go out and search for them. They couldn't find them.
Yeah.
They were looking all over the place and never did find them. Well, one day, this man and this woman come through on horseback, and they would set up these ambush areas, and they ambushed them. Well, the guy was able to stay on his horse, but the girl wasn't, and she was pulled off her horse, and they started eating her while she was still alive. And he was able to get away, and he went to Edinburgh and got told what happened.
He just left her.
Oh, yeah.
He just left her. What are
you talking about?
You got it, baby.
What is this number? So we're talking, okay, the two parents, you said they had like 15 kids, and then they had 28 grandkids.
Yeah.
So we're not talking about two people, Fred. We're talking about 50 freaking people.
They had 32 grandkids.
Wow, that's like 50 people that they're coming at you, Fred.
That's a horde, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well, the people come back trying to find them, and they couldn't find them.
She didn't fall off their horse. He was like, yeah.
they wouldn't eat the horse.
Yeah.
they come back with the dogs, and the dogs caught on one of them scent. The dogs started chasing down the track. They got the cave then. They headed down into the cave with the torches. And as they went down in the cave, they started finding body parts hanging. They found parts of their body that were pickled in jars.
Delicious.
And they were going through all these bodies and everything. There were skulls everywhere. They had killed over 1,000 people and ate them.
Shit. Oh.
Damn.
What year, I'm sorry. What year was this?
In the 1500s.
16th century.
16th century. Oh, okay, okay. Yeah, okay, okay.
Well, they're looking around everywhere to look, and they finally get down to the main part of the cave. And as they're searching around, they look in one of the back parts of the cave, and that's where they were all at. Well, they got them all, drug them all out, took them into town, and the trial took about 15 minutes. They took all the men out, and they cut their hands and their feet off and made the women watch them bleed to death.
Yeah, but
then they took all the women and they tied them to stakes and set them on fire.
Shit.
And the women, they never did ask for forgiveness. They screamed and cursed at them, was trying to hex them, and but they never give up. They fight the whole time as their skin was melting off their bodies and stuff. They were still screaming and hollering at them.
Happy Halloween, kids.
Damn.
Yeah. And what movie was that? Did that they use that for?
Hills Have Eyes.
The Hills Have Eyes.
Yeah.
You win the prize.
Yeah, ding, dude, ding, yeah. I was about to say it sounded like Hills Have Eyes, man. That's that was
crazy, though. But that see, was for them, that must have just been normal. Like they probably never thought like the kids and the or like the kids and the grandkids.
Yeah, well, they know. Yeah, no. Only grandma and grandpa. Knew the truth of what happened. Yeah. You know what I mean?
You would think out of all of them, one of them would be like, I want to go to town one day.
Yeah. Like, yeah, because I'm hungry.
I just need some shoes or something. Yeah, they probably all just need
shoes.
That's crazy, you know, man.
You know, tough your feet is, you live in a cave.
It's true.
Heck yeah. You know, one of them survived and watched the one that burned them. He's like, ooh.
Yeah,
never tried to cook.
Yeah,
that's probably why they were all cursing.
Yeah, man,
never thought about it.
Years.
Now, here's a quiz for you. Do you know why you check your kids' candy when it started?
I remember I was talking about this today at somebody at work. And I remember it starting in the like mid 80s. So I'm going to say 86, 87, something like that. I just remember going, I'm probably right. Yeah. I remember going year after year to the hospital after we did like shopping or did trick or treating and then making them x-ray all the candy,
really?
Which I thought was absolutely ridiculous.
Yeah. They're killing you by giving you x-raying the candy.
I wasn't eating the candy while they did it, Alan.
Yeah, well, they x-ray it and then they give it to you.
That makes it more delicious. You don't know.
Well, you know, it started in the 70s. This family was sitting at home. It's a man, a woman, and two kids, a little girl, a little boy. Well, the little boy grabbed a piece of candy and put it in his mouth, and all of a sudden he started hemorrhaging and convulsing, and foam coming out of his mouth, and he hit the ground dead.
Put cyanide in there?
Parents went crazy, and they was calling the ambulances, the cops. They showed up. And they went in there, and the little girl had took a bite off, and she started doing the same thing, but they saved her.
Oh, my God.
That sounds like my kids, man. They're dumb.
And they put out this big thing, don't eat candy unless your parents look at it. And come to find out, the dad had insured a life insurance policy on both kids.
Yeah, because it was an inside job. Like, that's the thing about it. That's what's effed up about it.
Every year they talk about there's somebody who has put something in candy. But have you ever known anybody that, you know, I mean, right? I mean, nowadays.
No, and the razor blade thing was also like a dad or like a stepdad or something.
Yeah.
Was trying to off somebody.
And that was in the 80s.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I vividly remember my mom being like, all right, you can't eat any of this candy. Till we go to the hospital and
biting on a fucking razor blade. God.
Well, yeah, but that was like one guy that never, no one else did that.
Yeah, he just like today, to do it to get somebody himself.
I'll stand by this. There's nobody giving out free drugs to your kids.
Yeah.
There's no drug dealer with that poor business sense. Yeah. They're like, I should have thousands of dollars worth of drugs to these kids.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, ain't nobody giving out no gummies.
I'm just saying. And if they do, call me and I will check them.
Yeah.
I mean, you imagine if he does that, then everybody be next to your trick-or-treat.
Hey, heard you got some candy.
I'd get excited if I found the finger in there.
Yeah.
He's so stupid.
Happy Halloween, kids. All right, George, you got anything else for us? Got any other good? Okay, that's a good one.
That's great. Yo, this is, yeah.
The reason I asked that is because I was like, what would be worse? Like, what is something that he could say that would be worse?
Oh, yeah, worse.
I'm thankful that you're like, I don't have anything. I'm a little worried, if I'm being honest, that this shit was about to go real bad.
You need me to, though. No problem.
We'll do that for New Year's.
Yeah, I'm about to say
our New Year's resolution. Like, don't eat any babies or anything. Right. Oh, and Alan's gone. All right, George, we're going to take a quick break because apparently Alan left. Thank you again for coming on. The new book, November 15th. Don't worry, you'll hear about it here on the show.
Legends, Myths, and Monsters.
Ghost, USA edition.
There you go.
Available November 15th.
There he is.
I don't know what happened.
I don't know, but you're leaving now.
The monsters just were like,
you got booted. You got booted.
Oh, there it is. All right. Yeah, that's a good joke to leave on. So, George, thank you again for coming by. Everybody, check him out on Facebook and everywhere else, georgelunsford.com. And we will. We'll be in touch now. Thank you very much for your time. We had a great time.
Thank you.
All right. See you. Have a good one. Welcome back to the Black Lincoln Collective Podcast. Once again, we'd love to thank our old buddy. That was not nice. We only do that in the beginning, Alan. That is too much. We'd like to thank our old buddy, George Lunsford, for coming on. Seriously, check out his book if you get a chance. It drops November 15th, Legends, Myths, Monsters, and Ghosts, the USA edition. And of course, we are proudly brought to you, and I forgot to mention this at the top of the show because we're still learning what we do here, Fred, proudly brought to you on the Pop Culture Pros Network. Thank you, Steve, and all the guys over there. We're going to have some of the guys from a few of the shows on in the near future. It's going to be a blast. They're crazy people up there, man. They're all from New York. They're all
from New York.
York. They're like, hey, I'm walking here. And I'm like,
what you doing over there? Talking and to you, I do sweet it, legs.
Like, oh. Yeah. Also, you can listen to yours truly. That's me. I was on the Mass Debaters podcast this past week.
We debated
the best sandwiches that there were, and I was overruled. And that's fine, but it was a good. I don't want to give away the winner.
Okay,
but the winner. I'm going to give away the winner. So my favorite was the Italian beef sandwich. Fred, do you know what an Italian beef sandwich is?
No, it sounds dirty.
Alan, do you know what an Italian beef is? Yeah. Right? Yeah, yeah. So it's like shredded beef with like sweet and spicy peppers in it. It's almost like a Philly cheesesteak minus the cheese. Spicy peppers and guanciale or whatever. And it's delicious. It's a great sandwich. But the winner of the whole thing, after much debate, which is a mass debate of five people.
Bologna and cheese.
ham and cheese. Spike didn't say ham and cheese. And I felt bad for that dude because I'm like, is he new here? I'm new here.
I knew to come better than that.
Yeah, I was like, yeah, they had that. But the winner was Philly cheesesteak. And like, I get it. I can't argue with it. You know what I'm saying? It's a great sandwich, man.
But I mean,
can you name a sandwich better than a Philly cheesesteak, though?
Yeah.
A Reuben's better than a Philly.
A Cuban.
A Cuban was on the list. A Cuban was like number three or number two or three.
What about Reuben?
Reuben was at the like number five.
But see, those are like classic sandwiches, man.
Right. I like them.
Yeah.
We talked about that. And like, that's why you got to check out Masturbators podcast.
Peanut butter and jelly.
Peanut butter and jelly was an honorable mention, actually.
Classic.
Yeah, peanut butter and jelly.
But it's not better than a Philly. I walked up to you, Alan, and said, in one hand, I have a Philly cheesesteak. And in the other hand, I have a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. Would be like, look at that stand, that PB&J, baby.
I'd take the peanut butter. You would know, man. Or a Fluffernutter. I'd take a Fluffernutter.
That's not what I'm offering. A shitty ass sandwich on white bread.
Give me a Vegemite sandwich.
So, Fred,
did you see Parker do the dance?
Yeah. So Fred, it's not Vegemite related, but it's close. It's food related, which is close enough for me to count it. I got to tell you something, man.
What do you got?
And I didn't talk about this before because I didn't want to. The holiday season. I get it. Someone egged my house.
Shut up.
Not even real.
Egg in my front yard, man. Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Classic.
Yeah. Would you like to guess who It was that did that.
Oh, it was our own fucking children. It was children.
Our own children. They were like, hey, we got bored and we threw eggs everywhere.
I was about to say, yo, they just love wasting your money.
They do.
Eggs is like $3-$5 a dozen, man.
And no, that's what I was like. What the fuck? You could have thrown the gold, the gold coins, the doubloons out into the front yard. That would have been cheaper than those.
I'd rather you do toilet paper. You know what I'm saying?
No, toilet paper, no, that goes too
bad. It's a bitch to get up. Oh, yeah, and it rained yesterday, too.
Toilet paper, come on. Remember during COVID, man, people were fighting for toilet paper.
But now there's toilet paper aplenty.
See, Fred, here's the problem, man, is like whenever my kids do something like sketchy, it reminds me that I did that once.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm like, damn, I can't even.
I never
like,
did that shit, though.
You never egged anybody's house?
Never egged houses.
Okay, so me and like houses. I did it for like right around Halloween.
Right.
And it was like six houses away from mine.
Yeah.
We went and we got caught like by the next morning.
Away, of course.
Yeah. Everybody came.
And so, yeah, I never, that was the one time. And like, it was, we were so dumb.
Yeah.
But we did that. That was just, that was Halloween though. I think that was right around Halloween.
That's crazy.
And then one Halloween.
Go ahead.
Oh, you go ahead now.
Go ahead. No, you go ahead.
No, yours sounds better.
No, it doesn't.
It's not. Mine's not good. So yours. You go first.
No, we were terrible. Like when, like that's when I first like moved to the city. So I was doing like, I was trying to do hood rat shit with my hood rat friends.
Right. You know what I'm saying?
And we used to like that. My mind's playing tricks on me.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm saying kids would walk around and they would steal their bags. Like run off with them. Wouldn't even eat the candy. You know what I'm saying?
So just, dirty.
I know. It's just terrible kids, man.
That's part of being a kid.
We were fucking ass.
Alan's like, well, one time I burned down someone's house. No.
But that wasn't on Halloween.
Right. That was just
that was a regular day. That was a Thursday, man. Yeah. I was getting ready for the weekend.
I was actually pretty good on honestly, now it all makes sense. On Halloween, my parents wouldn't let me go out.
Yeah,
yeah, because there's too much trouble to get into.
Oh, yeah, they would make you stay home. Yes,
like, you hear about like in Detroit, they got like Devil's Night, or they used to
the night before. Yeah,
they and just like, start burning shit down, man.
And if Donald Trump gets reelected in 2024, we'll have to fucking purge.
did somebody call me? Did somebody see it was my night?
About tonight. Yeah, we're talking about tonight.
Devil's Night. Hey, what's up?
Yeah, I remember Devil's Night.
What did you start? Tell us the history of Devil's Night, Satan.
Well, let me tell you the history of Devil's Night, Freddy.
I'm not Fred. Did you call me Fred?
No, I'm
Friend of the Devil. Yeah.
Yes. Mr. Rebuker, Fred. Well, let me tell you.
Mr. Rebuker.
Yes. You. I'm watching
you, Frightened Freddy.
What? Hey, man. Look.
No. No. You hate my sexy mustache. That's what it's all about. I got the mustache and you don't.
Yeah, that's it, man. And you got like a better widow's peak than I do. Like my shit is little. You know what I'm saying? Yours is prominent.
Yours is very prominent. And that's good. It looks good on you.
Yeah. It's prominent and
you got like
sexy.
You pointy sexy on like every angle of your head.
Oh, yeah. It's
like
a
point.
You know what I mean? Satan. Halloween's coming up, as you know.
Yes.
Is this really your doing? Did you start this whole thing, or like, how does this work out?
Well, it started like this. I just, you know, one day I decided, hey, I want some candy. And
well, you were like, I need a night and a day, right?
So I was like, trick or treat, go fuck yourself. And they were like, no, you can't. You gotta get some candy and shit. And I was like, no, I'm the fucking devil. I want my money now.
All right, like follow-up question. Devil.
And so that's how it's done.
Follow-up question for you there, Satan. So now that Halloween is, you know, celebrated in the U.S. at least, what is your favorite Halloween costume for someone to wear? And lady or gentleman, and you can tell me, specify the lady and the gentleman if you'd like.
Oh, my favorite costume?
For one of your supporters to wear.
Oh, yes.
On Halloween.
On Halloween?
Or Devil's Night.
Or Devil's Night?
Either one.
It would have to be the
Earth Day.
or Earth Day.
It'd have to be the Four of Clubs.
Yeah, it's a princess. If you dress up like a princess, that's my favorite.
Sexy princess or like
what is that, Fred? What are you doing? Are you interrupting me, Fred?
He's working it. No.
What?
You know,
that's my protection from you.
Two of Diamonds. Two of Diamonds. Yu-Gi-Oh time.
Shining bright like a diamond. That ain't gonna work on me, asshole. I'm the devil with my sexy mustache.
Yeah. Anyway. All right, Tate. Thank you very much for your time.
I gotta leave now because.
All right. Well, hey, what was your favorite outfit for men?
Oh, for men?
Yeah.
It's gotta be Speedos. If you wear Speedos, it kind of takes me
for Halloween.
He loves it.
Yes, I do.
All right. Get out of here, Satan. Bye.
Bye bye.
Give us Alan back.
He's like, bye bye.
So nice. Look, and he took Alan with him.
Yeah, he took him
out. Oh, he's back. He's what the shit? Oh, no. God damn.
Man.
Oh,
yeah. It's your long rail.
Oh,
happy Halloween, kid.
Happy Halloween. Happy Halloween, kid.
I wonder, Fred, do you know what's the hot candy this year for Halloween?
Candy corn.
I mean,
there's always one.
It's got to be like it. For me, it's Snickers. I get to eat the Snickers, Scores. No. If I find somebody giving out Scores now. Nah.
What is the Scores?
What are Scores?
The scoreboard. Oh, the chocolate with the hard caramel over the hard caramel.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. It's in a dark brown.
All right. Well, orange. Well, Fred, okay. So, Alan, what is your favorite Halloween? I'm going to give you a list of the top 10 in the U.S., according to candystore.com. But I want everyone to take a guess. Fred said Snickers.
Yeah, that's got to be like number one.
Take a guess at that, and then also take a guess what number a Snickers bar or whatever the fuck you said.
A Snickers bar is. Okay.
Hold on. Think about it. Alan, what are your favorites? I know your favorite candy.
Yeah, it's Reese's. Reese's favorite.
Yeah, peanut butter cup.
I would think that's number one.
Hey, peanut butter cup.
What about number two? What about like old school, like non-chocolate candy?
Oh, non-chocolate? Candy corn? Probably
no. That's the worst.
Yeah, candy corn.
I like to bite it into three pieces because the yellow part tastes different than the white part, and that tastes different than the orange part. Now, none of that's true, but yeah. I like to think that it does.
Yeah.
So your brain tells you that it does.
Right. So I'm like, I'm getting three pieces of candy and one delicious piece of wax.
I mean, I don't like candy corn, but I think that's probably one of the ones.
All right. So I'm going to give you the top 10 now. Do you want to take a guess, Fred? Top 10. Snickers and Scores.
Okay. Yeah. Snickers is probably number one.
Yeah.
And Scores is probably 380.
Scores not on the list.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, I knew that.
Definitely not on the top 10, but that's your thing, you know?
Right.
I like dots. You know, dots?
Yeah.
Some reason, that's the one that like gets me.
Yeah. I just don't like gummies.
Yeah. I get it.
Like that. I'll eat them.
Well, see, that sucks for you because having kids. You're constantly surrounded by gummies.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
There are certain ones that I really like and certain kinds that I'm like, oh, that shit.
Right.
Like, because they have different textures. Anyway.
Yeah.
Okay. So number 10 on the list was Alan's number two favorite, candy corn.
I love that shit.
Yeah. Number 9, Tootsie Pops. Number 8, Snickers bars.
All right.
So now you got to tell me.
What's number one going to be some bullshit?
No, now you got to tell me.
It's like
I'm going to give you the rest of them, and I want you to tell me if they are better than a Snickers bar or not.
Yeah.
All right. Ready?
Yeah.
Hershey Kisses.
No.
Not better. Alan, not better?
Nope.
Delicious, but I would say Snickers bar is better as well. Sour Patch Kids. You don't like
gummies. No.
All right. Hot Tamales. That's
come on, man. I told you it was gonna be some bullshit.
It gets better. Hot Tamales is number 5 for some reason. Starburst is number 4.
No.
Who sponsored this, QT?
I'm telling you.
CandyScore.com. All right. How about M&M's at number 3?
Okay.
Yeah, M&M's are good. All right, Skittles at number 2.
No.
Number 1, Alan's favorite.
Reese's
peanut butter cup.
There you go.
You can't go wrong, and I agree with that.
That's right.
Where we find somebody giving out Toblerone.
You know what? Do you know what the best? What? Okay, so again, to our radio, somebody's been giving out Toblerones. You try come to sneak. On, huh? You switch costumes and go back.
Hey, I'm going, that's why you right. go to them big houses. You go to them
yeah.
big
Caramellos.
Yeah. Hey, I've been working. I know where the big neighborhood is at. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Take the kids. Be like, yeah. We live here.
I see who got the house all decorated. I know y'all
live here, kids. Yeah. Just pretend if they ask, you say I live down the road.
But you spend the budget on the decorations and
so we
candy, you bastards.
So Alan and George right now both broadcasting from North Carolina, just so you know.
Right.
They the most popular candy in their state that they're in is the Reese's Peanut Butter Cup.
Is it? Okay.
And the most popular one here in our state, which is South Carolina, to the people listening around the world. I'm going to let you guess, Fred, and I don't think you're going to guess it.
I probably won't.
It's probably a candy won't. Bar, and it has chocolate on the outside of it.
I was going to say, not
a Baby Ruth.
Since it's South Carolina, I was going to say it's probably Bitter Honey or something. But it's chocolate. What?
It's chocolate, and it's got, I'm going to guess, like sort of a peanut buttery thing inside of it. It's not a Reese cup.
It's, don't you say, Three Musketeers.
It's got a peanut buttery inside. It's not
what, like a the Twix or something like that.
People are screaming at home.
Yeah.
It's Bart Simpson's favorite candy.
Oh, Butterfingers?
Yeah, no, Butterfingers. Look at that. Yeah. That's Halloween facts.
Butterfingers, all right.
Just the Halloween facts.
When I was in prison, facts. Butterfinger was my favorite candy.
Oh, I bet it was.
Not even me. After see, this is what happened.
Like,
people are gonna remember. Yeah, but people are gonna remember years down the road when we're on episode like 743. They're gonna be like, you know, that show changed the day they did that ass butter thing. Because after that, anytime anyone would say anything about butter or asses, they would always bring it up. They would remember this thing.
Ass butter. Oh, that's funny.
Yeah. So, dude, the only thing more ridiculous than ass butter is Kanye West or Yee West. Yee. Is he still West? Yee. I know it's. I don't even fucking.
Is it Yee or Ye?
I think it's.
I don't know. I think
because it's spelled like Yee. I think
if Mama named it Kanye. I'm gonna call him Kanye.
Right, and his real name is Wendell Stevenson.
It's what? It is not.
Kanye's real name is Wendell Stevenson. Yeah, you didn't know that?
No, I didn't.
All the best rappers have changed their name. I have no idea what his real name is.
I was about to say it. No, his real name is Kanye West.
Okay, well, good.
Jesus Christ. You had me there for a second. I was like, Wendell Stevenson.
Yeah, it was, you know.
It makes sense.
Well, that's like what Marilyn Manson, his real name is like Steve Gurgleheights or something.
Well,
like.
Yeah, I'd have changed my name too if it was Steve Gurgleheights.
I mean, it's something. I don't know exactly what it is, but something like that. But yeah, so Kanye, dude, has Kanye just lost it? I like,
man, that's what Kanye wants you to think.
But that's the thing. So is he playing 4D chess, or has he been thinking he's been playing 4D chess the whole time and now realizing he doesn't know how chess works?
Nah,
he's been trying to cancel himself. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? He's been trying to
cancel. You think that's what he's trying to do? You think he's trying to cancel himself?
He did it this time. He's gotten out of all his contracts.
Yeah, but so what's he gonna do though? How's he gonna is he gonna stay in the
what the fuck? What do you mean?
Well, no, so I'm saying if he's trying to cancel himself,
yeah.
Is he gonna like stop making albums? Is he gonna like
he'll just disappear? Market himself?
Yeah, like
he's pulling a Prince, except Prince didn't do it this way.
Right, yeah, you know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Don't forget to tweet the show at twitter.com/BLC World and tell us if Fred is right or wrong.
He's got out of his contract. He lost his worth.
All that stuff.
He lost worth, but he's still a multi-millionaire.
Sure.
He didn't lose no money.
Well, he's got he's almost got $1 billion, right? Didn't we figure that out?
Yeah, well,
he's not a billionaire no more.
Yeah, dropped.
Here we are.
You know what I mean? I'm not in the
business. He can afford to buy, get a whole chicken.
He wasn't even part of it anyway. He hated him. So it didn't
matter. It wasn't.
But did he? Or was that just the act? See, that's what you got to. It depends on what's going to happen next. Like, we'll find out going forward if this is just another, like, way, you know, ploy for him to be like, see, I played you all.
Yeah.
And now I'm worth more than anything.
Dude,
or
he could.
You can't put it past him.
That's what happened to Dave. Remember Dave got all canceled for, you know, 6-7 years and then come back and took the whole fucking comedy game,
dude. Dave Beckman, like, you're right.
Dave Beckman.
That's what I thought you were talking about. I thought you were like, using him as a gag, and I was like, this is great. I
mean, that trip from China or wherever it was, I mean, it was a long-ass trip.
South Africa.
South Africa, that's right.
Yeah, and then he came back and did the shirt gag. Oh, man, that was classic.
No, I loved it. I'm not a big, huge Kanye West fan, but that's just because I don't like listen to him or anything.
Like, I used his old shit. No,
well,
like,
he was
his first team. Like three albums, you know what I'm saying, were fantastic. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Well, he's a marketing genius.
He is. That's what it is. He's marketing himself. That's what anybody.
That's what. But see, that's the thing. So, but that's my question, though. Is it like. Like, is he doing that? So you always have to ask yourself that question. Is it like so we talked about comedy before, how comedy is either funny when it's funny or it's really funny when it's not funny.
Yeah.
And like, is that what is he like, I'm going to, it's just so mind boggling to me to think that he's like, what I'm going to do is I'm going to go get myself fucked up.
Yeah.
So that I can get, but I mean, people think that way.
Yeah.
Well, that's just crazy, man.
To what? Just get out of the spotlight? Or?
Well, I don't know if he's trying to get out of the spotlight. That's what I'm saying. So whatever happens next, if he gets out of the spotlight, then okay, he probably did it so he could get himself some time.
Right, yeah.
But if he's like, he's going to be this guy who's like talking about this shit all the time.
Well, he's basically saying, for what I understand, it is he doesn't want to give his money to the man. And he says,
well,
the
but you got to give your money to the man. It's not like
that. No, he doesn't.
He should.
He doesn't.
I mean, he's give my smart money enough to the man. Not, I mean,
he's
been read his contracts before.
You know, I mean, but I'm sure he did. I'm sure he's like, I'm going to take a loss for it.
What's right.
Well, yeah, but
I mean, this is exactly what he's doing, man. It's just.
That's crazy, man.
He's found a way to get out of his contracts without having to pay.
You know, good for Kanye. I guess, or he's scamming us all.
But, I mean, it still shit sounds crazy though.
It does, man. It's entertaining. Let's put it that way.
Speaking of scamming, Fred. Yep. Some of our dear friends, not friends of the show, but some people that we've been in contact with before, got scammed this week, Fred, or this past week. The Confederacy themed superhero movie, Rebels Run. Was found to be an investment scam. So basically, production of the right-wing bloggers' Confederacy-themed superhero movie is no more. And they took $1 million worth of investments and went with it. He basically invested, like, all the funding disappeared because this guy created a right-wing comic book. His name, Rebels Run. It's like some chick with a fucking... rebel flag on her chest or whatever. Yeah.
So it was a comic book.
It was started out as a comic book by this blogger.
Yeah,
and then so they surpassed. They had a $750,000 fundraising goal. They ended up getting $1 million, right? So the guy said the money was supposed to be held in escrow as the producer sought additional backing, but now all the cash is just gone, along with the plans for the movie. The guy's like, I wouldn't count on us getting the money back.
Oh, was this a GoFundMe?
I guess so, yeah. I'm sure
He took the money and gave it to an investment company that invested in crypto.
Yeah.
And the guy owed money, and the guy owed the people that he owed money to. He had, like, in his website, he showed, like, he had cars and shit, and it was all fake.
Yeah.
The scammer got scammed.
Yeah, he said he made it. So him having a wackadoodle-ass lifestyle – said he's not going to get additional funding, so he turned to a Utah-based bank called Ohana Capital Financial, which marketed itself with the slogan, banking the unbankable. So he transferred $1 million to be held in escrow, but the founder of Ohana Capital, a self-proclaimed crypto billionaire, James Wolfgram, was a con artist who faked his wealth by doing things like lifting photos of pricey cars from the internet and cryptocurrency wallets holding millions of dollars to share on his Instagram feed. So in a federal indictment, prosecutors said that his business also sold what were billed as high-tech cryptocurrency mining rigs that were in fact a hoax, with their screens just running on a loop to create the illusion of mining. Oh my God. He also purchased, he made a fraudulent deal to purchase a $15 million commercial complex in Utah and like just took possession of it, just stole the shit. And so they gave him all of their money. They gave him $1 million,
and they got this duped. Movie. Or to but to just hold it. They just wanted him to hold it. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's
right. So that it didn't, crazy. You know, it had to be somewhere. It has to be somewhere.
Yeah.
It can't be like, oh, my wallet, you know.
Oh my god.
But yeah, dude. So that's what happened.
It would have been better if he had just put it in his wallet.
But how much does that suck to get? I mean, you know,
of all the, yeah. So hey.
So then I went and not and again, we don't in any way like condone that crazy shit. But like I was like, well, now I want to see the trailer because it's in the article. It said there was a trailer for it.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, shit. Couldn't find it anywhere.
No,
no. I don't know what happened to it. I guess they took it down. I'm gonna have to like, go.
Yeah,
like,
but I wouldn't think they would. I mean, the trailer probably wouldn't have been in YouTube anyway because it's against terms of service. So
you think maybe? Yeah, I don't know.
Because well, of the have Confederate YouTube flag and all that, you know, they wouldn't.
Yeah, but it's like she's barely even wearing clothes, Alan. All right, hold on. I'm going to share the screen. Hold on. Let me show you, Fred.
Yeah, I want to
so
see
you
that.
Can see what I'm talking about. Like, I don't know. I guess she's wearing a little bit of clothes,
but
still.
No, but let me see it.
I'm coming. Yeah, let me see it. Right. Jesus, you keep talking about it.
So here she is. Rebels Run. A superhero. You see what I'm saying? That's not horrifically racist, her shirt.
Well,
no, but don't have any other. I mean, what is she? What is she supposed to be?
She's just she's got a gun.
Yeah, but what is she? I mean, what is she a hero for?
She's a hero for guns, Alan.
What's so bad about that?
She's a hero for your.
I don't know. She's the only superhero who's like, I need a gun.
Punisher has a gun.
Yeah, yeah, but Punisher has like a lot of guns. That's his whole thing. She just has one.
Boy, good.
All she needs is one.
There was a, and like I said, there was supposed to be a trailer, but I can't find it.
You can't find the trailer.
That's all I want to see. Scrubbed it. That's all I want to see.
It scrubbed it.
Yeah. So anyway, yeah, that's what's.
Yeah.
So I just had to tell you that scam because that's.
I heard. Speaking of scams, I heard Twitter. Elon's about to be owning Twitter. By
I decided to buy it again, Freddie.
Yeah, didn't he go in today with the trash can?
No, he came in with a sink. He's like, yeah.
I said,
let that sink in.
Well, is he going to fire, what, 75% of them?
Yeah, 75% of them.
I said, I'm firing y'all. I'm fucking Elon Musk. I've got to do it. I brought a sink.
You mentioned something about Home Depot buying a sink.
Or like telling his assistant, like, hey, grab me a sink real quick. Wait, what? Yeah, just go run to the store and grab me a sink. What kind? I don't a white one, I guess. I don't know.
A Kohler.
The lightest one they have.
The Kohler. I like Kohler. Kohler products.
Yeah. I can't find it. Oh, man. So anyway, yeah. So Elon's doing his thing that he does. Yeah, that's fine.
It's great.
Good for
it's
him.
Awesome.
So all right, well, guys, you got anything else, Freddie?
No, I think that's about it. For
good.
This week.
You got everything you said. Everything, mm-hmm. Alan. Have a safe trip back home, Eric. Keep kicking ass. I heard you got a few more months of fighting to do, but you're gonna do it. You're gonna win.
Yes,
we've all got your back, and we will throw a party when you get this shit finished.
Hell yeah.
Love you, buddy.
Love you too, man.
All right, everybody. Happy Halloween. Peace out. Love your mothers.
See ya.
Hey, good night, everybody.
Good night, Yeezy. Everybody. I'll see you later.
You in hell.
Yeezy come, Yeezy go.
What's that supposed to mean?
I don't know what that meant either.
Kanye reference.
Oh, is that a Kanye?
Yeezy come, Yeezy go. Good God, guys. Get on it.
Red, you ain't nothing but a gold digger.
Yeah.
Good night, not everybody.
No. Can't say that one.
Not gonna say it. Not gonna say it.